Welcome to Unbound Unplugged, where the team at Unbound Athletic help you cut through the noise. Today we'll have Deb joining us diving into mindset around training.
Hey guys, so today we're going to talk about mindset and how we can change our mindset approaching fitness. So what is mindset? Mindset is simply a set of beliefs. Your mindset determines how successful you are at anything, whether or not you believe you are capable of deserving or achieving your goals. There are two core mindsets. Number one is a fixed belief that your abilities are limited and your goals may be attainable. Number two is a growth mindset in which you believe your abilities and skills can be improved. So why is mindset important for fitness? You have to be able to believe you are worth it and deserve the rewards that change will bring. You have to believe that your efforts are worth it, and you have to believe that you're capable of doing it. When you're down on yourself, it's not productive and you're not motivated. It then becomes a pattern and it can be a barrier to changing things. We know that hitting the gym or going for an outdoor run can make us feel on top of the world. The endorphins alone are enough to keep us coming back for more. But sometimes motivation comes in a less uplifting package. Negative motivation is nothing new. If you have ever hit the treadmill because you ate too much over the weekend, or you just hate your body right now, you have a fallen victim to this common but damaging type of inspiration. And unfortunately, our society may have something to do with it. We are in a constant state of comparison with others, and it can make us feel inferior. We start thinking what we don't have instead of what we do have. The problem is people start to associate exercise with only weight loss. As a result of these feelings, for some workouts, we're less about feeling good about themselves and more about looking good. It's certainly okay to want to lose a healthy amount of weight or gain muscle, but there's that fine line between working out to reach a goal or working out just for punishment. It's easy to use workouts as a punishment for something like overeating, as it may make us feel a sense of control over the situation. The impact. It's easy to understand why negativity can sometimes be motivating. Hitting the gym after a weekend of cocktails and takeout can make us feel great physically. But the mental impacts of these negative motivations can be dangerous. Over time, we start to believe the negative things we are using to push us, so we continue with those habits and it can lead us to feeling worthless. These feelings can translate into physical effects. Negative motivation forces us to see negative over positive overall. So we are constantly picking out what we don't like. Example, I like my strong legs, but they could be thinner. From there, our relationship with fitness actually changes and then become dependent on exercise for weight loss and not strength. And you then associate with weight loss with happiness and success, and there you are back to that vicious cycle again. This cycle can lead to overuse injuries and physical and emotional stress, but can also make us lose the real health benefits of fitness. Shift the thinking. So when you're conditioned to think negatively about fitness and yourself, it's not always easy to change your mindset. If you start approaching fitness with a positive mindset, you're going to start actually enjoying the workout. Gratitude is a powerful motivator. It will never fail you. Find your way. You need to define the reason why you work out, and it should be something mental, not physical. For example, reasons like I want to be more confident or I want energy to do better work. These types of feelings will last way longer and lead to more success in other areas of life than any kind of physical goal. Focus on the little things. What you choose to focus on plays a big role in how you see your body and the relationship you have with exercise. So what if you can't run as fast as your friend right now? So what if you've missed a workout? And so what if you ate that one cookie? Instead, shift the focus on things like doing quality movements, getting more sleep, and even drinking more water. It's always important to celebrate small wins. Celebrate when you finally can jog for 2 whole minutes without stopping, or even just simply showing up to the gym. Avoid outside activity. If you're feeling down about yourself, look around you. Do your friends engage in your negative self-talk? If so, it might be time to cut ties. Try to be around people who will pick you up and not put you down. Figure out your feelings. One of the major steps in switching your thinking from negative to positive is to identify the reasons why you feel so down about your body or training. Why do you put so much pressure on yourself? What makes you unhappy about your body? Can you turn your negative statement into a positive one? Prioritize self-care. Self-care and the idea of supporting yourself and your needs isn't a new concept. Staying aware of and addressing your personal, mental, and emotional needs can play a major role in your relationship with your body and with exercise. Come up with a positive phrase that reminds you that you are strong and that you can do whatever your heart sets out to do. The more positive words you can see and hear, the more positive actions you take. So to summarize positive mindset, change 6 mental tricks that can help make exercise a habit and a healthy one. Number 1, start with small workouts. Number 2, trim down your goals. Number 3, adapt a go with the flow attitude. Number 4, make skipping a workout a conscious decision. Number 5, don't get pigeonholed into one type of workout. And number 6, forget the all or nothing mentality. Look at each day as a series of choices. If you can change your mindset, you have the ability to change your whole world.
Amazing stuff from Deb. If you guys like what you heard, jump on our website, unbound.com.au. Have a look at our blog for some more great content. Jump on our YouTube channel, like and subscribe, or just have a look at our socials. Till next time, from the team at Unbound Athletic, keep safe.